It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi.
Hi. It's not Kirk and Lisa.
Oh, Lisa's gone again.
Oh my gosh, she's always gone. We need to get her back in.
She's in the dog pound.
She's running around doing something. All right, so it's Kirk and Jamie in the studio today.
Woo-hoo.
And we are going to be talking about putting your house up for sale. Because, again, this is the time people are going to start thinking about
Wait,
it.
Wait, this is a real estate show?
I know. I think it is. This is what we're going to try to talk about today anyway. It's February, and this is the time, I think, as people really start thinking about should they stay or they go? Should they sell? Should they downsize? Should they get a bigger house? Should they move to a different area?
Totally, yeah. So Thanksgiving and New Year's is nationwide, slows down, holidays, January picks back up, and then February, it's to the wall. So
yeah. And I think nationally this year, it did not. Like, we have not experienced really a slowdown. I think that
it kept going.
And I don't know if that's just because interest rates dropped a little bit. People really started thinking about it, still being nervous about, oh my gosh, the small amount of inventory, people just making big decisions for themselves, jobs changing, locations changing.
All that stuff. There's PCSing in February. Yep. There's all sorts of stuff going on. And no, I'm glad you brought that up. And it's the season, man. It's busy out there. And I've felt like I'm the busiest right now that I've been in a year or two.
Yeah.
But there's so much pent up demand, post COVID. So many people that are waiting for interest rates to fall and just now realizing that they probably won't. If the Fed does, I think it won't be till the third quarter. So people are just saying, hey, you know what? I got to buy a house or I got to sell a house. So let's move forward.
Yeah.
And like you pointed out, there's just a lot of crap inventory out there, come after the new year. And it happens every year. It's just come January and February, and then slowly houses start coming on the market. So we need inventory, people. Please get your houses on the market. I just put a house on the market on Saturday. I probably had 15 showings. I think I had two or three offers at least. Yeah. So we got under contract yesterday. Whoop. Good chunk over asking price. And it's just we need to get some houses on the market.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Yes, we do. So we want to talk about putting your home up for sale and some things that you can do. Of course you can work with your realtor. We're going to tell you some great things that you can do, but there are some things you can kind of do pre.
And Jamie, with that, that's one of the added values that we have is to come out to your, walk you through the process, of course. But one of the values I know that sellers feel from me is being able to come out to a house and tell them what to do to get their house ready for the market.
Yes. Yeah, so. Oh my gosh. Yes. And I think the biggest thing I think that we really provide is we remove all that stress. We remove the having to do a lot of oh my gosh, what do I do next? And what else do I have to, we remove the checklist and we remember it for you.
Yep.
And we're walking you through step by step.
True.
But the big thing, one thing that a lot of people are doing now, I think, that maybe wasn't happening 2 or 3 years ago is a pre-sale home inspection. So bringing an engineer out and having them look through your house so that you can start working on some things prior to actually putting your house up. Because there are some things that you can do that are small. We touched on this, I think, last week. We kind of talked a little bit about this. And so we wanted to dive into this a little bit more. It is really important that the engineer is going to go through and look at some things, point out some things that are really easy for you to do yourself or maybe bring in. I think we talked about having the boiler inspected or.
Right. It's going to come up anyway.
Yep. And, there's or having your chimney done.
Having your boiler inspected, that's a nice peace of mind. If I walk into a house with a buyer that's on the associated documents that. There's been a boiler clean to inspect in the last 6 or 12 months. It's been looked at, and that's a big capital piece to a house. So
yes.
If I know that thing's in good operating condition, I feel a lot more comfortable about moving forward on a house.
Correct. And I think that there's some, there's just some small things you can do, some big things. I'll bring up a house in particular that I had gone through and I took, I said I'm going to be really honest about just some things that I'm seeing. The toilet was coming away from the wall. The sink was coming, I touch things, I wiggle things, because I don't know, I don't know what the buyer's going to do. You know, the buyer sometimes asks to use the restroom. The buyer sometimes, you know, they want to, this is the only time they get to touch stuff. So
that's
they're
true.
Going to.
Yeah, you don't get to take the car off the lot for 3 days and go drive it around.
Right.
That's not a thing.
Yep. So, you know, they're going to open, they're going to open cabinets. They're going to open drawers. They're going to, you know, they're not, the goal is for them not to go through your stuff. They're not trying to go through your closets, but they do want to see how, you know, do cabinets open and expand? Are they deep cabinets? Are they going to have room in the, what does the garage look like? What, you know, do the garage doors open? What does it sound? I mean, I had one gentleman that was so important to him. He opened both garage doors. He wanted to see, you know, because again, he wanted to see how
sure.
big the garage door opened for his truck space. It
Absolutely.
Provided more light in there. He wanted to see there was cabinetry in the garage. He wanted to look at that and see if that was going to be extra storage for him. You know, there's lots of things that you want to think about as yourself as the now one thing I do want to bring up, sometimes we do put things in storage. I did have one client that they used the tub and bathroom as kind of the overall where they put everything. So, and that's to be expected. When you're living in the house, that might be the storage area for where you kind of hide everything as you're living.
I don't know if I agree
so,
with that.
they did, but it looked very, very well. It looked very well done.
Huh.
But they put all the kids' stuff in there. So they hid everything behind the shower curtain.
Oh, I see.
So that they could just clean up every
just
day.
For the
but,
show.
Yeah,
okay,
for
I
the showings
that.
And stuff. Yeah. But, you know, thinking about looking at that engineer inspection, the one thing you don't want to do is just have an engineer inspection and maybe not do any of the small things that you
that's
can do.
That's so true. And I mentioned on the show before, when we sold our first house when we were living in Minneapolis, our realtor had us get a home inspection, and we did, like you said, the smaller stuff on there. I don't even think there was anything big, but man, that's such a good point, and it gives me so much more comfort if I'm going to place an offer on a house if I know it's been looked at. So
yes.
I have no problem getting a home inspection ahead of time.
Yeah, and I think that when you do that, it gives you, like I was working with a gentleman, he did that prior to us looking, we're not yet even on the market yet, but he was like, this gives me time to find the right contractor for what I need. And I was like, yes. So versus us doing, you know, we have a certain amount of time in the sale. He wanted, he has a shop. He has some very specific things that he's going to have to fine tune. And so he was like, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to find somebody for some of these things. Like it might be very specific. For some of the things that he has an elevator on the outside of his shop to bring big equipment
okay,
up. So
sure.
he really wanted to make sure everything was up to standard or up to code. And so he was like, I'm going to probably need to hire somebody specific for this just to make sure everything is because he had done a couple things himself. And so he really wanted to make sure. Yes. And so, I just think that way you can make sure that some things and think about bookings. When we've talked about, I think maybe, I don't know, 7 months ago, we talked about things can book up and people, you know, you want to think about, you don't want to feel rushed when you want to maybe book the boiler cleaning or the.
That's so true. And it is tight out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Contractors and handymen aren't falling out of the sky. It's tough.
Yes. So this way you can already think, oh, hey, I can book a couple of these things and swap them out. And you can also think about maybe there's a couple things that you've already done. So as an example, I have a client that he's done the renovation on his bathtub, shower, all of that, but he didn't do the cabinetry. That's a really easy flip. That was one thing that I said, this is like a $300 easy cabinet flip in the bathroom that's going to look like a $1,000 to $1,500.
No, great point. And we've preached on the show, kitchens and baths, you can't go wrong on. So you'll get your money back and then some.
So it's just something to think about, but then also make sure that you're keeping really good notes so you know what you've repaired and that so you're not kind of like when they look at the house, they don't know what you've actually done
right.
when we do go to put that up on the market.
And there's been plenty of studies that show your house will sell quicker and for more money if you have a home inspection done. And if you have a home inspection done, you get some or all the work done. We talked off the air, too, about repair versus place. When a buyer comes through, if X, Y, and Z need to be repaired, in their brain they're saying replace. So, hey, okay, I need to replace this roof. That's 10 or 20 grand I'm going to take off. The windows need to replace. There's another 20. You know, they're already deducting crazy amounts, which getting the jobs done is going to be, you know, maybe a third or quarter of the price. So You're going to get way more for your house if you have at least have a home inspection. And like Jamie, I don't know if you already mentioned it, but get bids on them too.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so important. Because there's some houses out there that, you know, we're seeing price drops on, or we're seeing different things that are currently on the market. But again, when I'm getting buyers that are looking at things, they're immediately like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. And some things, yes, you know, they probably are expensive, but they're not what we envision when we envision stuff. Because even when I'm working with the contractor, I'm like, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about like $3,000? And he's like, no, I'm talking like $500. And I'm like, oh, okay. Does that include your work and the equipment and all the stuff that we need? And he's like, yeah, that's the whole bid. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because, you know, I mean, again, as a consumer, I have no idea. This is not what I do every day. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a contractor at all. So right. I have no idea. So to me, sometimes when things look scary or they seem scary, I just assume that it's going to be a big price tag. And some things they're like, oh my gosh, that's nothing. That's a quick part. I'll charge for an hour's worth of work. That's $70. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
And Jamie and I are partnered with people that we trust and we like to use, and people that we, you know, handymen or contractors that we'd bring to our own houses to do work. So we can certainly point you in the right direction and get these guys up there to get you an estimate, and then you can choose, you know, if you want to do the work before, during, or, you know, how that's going to be handled. But we'll help you point you in the right direction and get a contractor up there, because it's super important to have somebody go through your house and get you a cost estimate.
Yeah. So those are things to think about. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about, you know, thinking about putting your house up for sale, and then considering bringing in an engineer to do a pre-sale home inspection so that you have that. And if you've never done that before, the engineers here in town give you a phenomenal write-up. And so they provide you a really detailed inspection along with photographs, which is fantastic, because sometimes, you know, the first couple times I saw one, I was just like, wow, you were saying a lot of stuff. And then I saw it, the report actually done, and it's really well written, and it's, you know, can be broken down into layman's terms, and then it has photographs, and it's showing you exactly what needs to be repaired. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. Plus, they will follow up with you if you're, you know, if you don't come back to that particular thing because you can't get to it till it's warmer out, right, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I do want to repair that, or I can get that done. But of course, a contractor would understand that language. Yep. But it is nice if you're going to do it yourself. And sometimes they'll tell you, do not hire a contractor for this. This is a $15 part. You can go to Lowe's and you can have this fixed, and you can just, you're just swapping it out.
And just so you know, you don't have to do your whole house if you just want certain, like we're having an attic inspection done tomorrow on a property. We just had a foundation inspection on another property, so that we can do specific inspections to roof inspections.
We can do
specific ones if you're just worried about one part of your house, or there's one part of your house that you want to have out there as, hey, you know what, it's safe, sound, and sanitary, or hey, it needs to be replaced. We'll go get a bid for it so we can get past that. So I think it's important to know that. The contractors, I mean, they'll come out, and you don't have to use them. Their hope is that you're going to use them, or you're going to use them at some point in the future. Some of the stuff, like we got one for taking we had to take part of a porch down because the appraiser saw it. There was also lead-based paint. We need to get some bids on that so we can escrow it. So there's a whole host of reasons to get this stuff done.
Yeah. And I think the contractors are, again, I just used a fantastic contractor. You know, there's things that they understand that they cannot do in the wintertime. There's things that they can get to. So they'll give you bids that, you know, hoping that you like their work enough that they can come back and they can do that work for you. And if they can't, then they'll say, oh, this might be somebody else that you want to use because I don't specialize in this, you know, A, B, and C that you're asking me. But this person does, and this might be the person that you want to contact and utilize. I think that they also have some really great connections as well.
Another biggie is if your house is sloping, I would say 90% of the time when we bring in engineers to look at it, they say, what's done is done. It's, you know, this house is built in the 70s. It's done its deal. It's not going to continue to sink into the earth. So it's nice to get those type of inspections done. You're going to have a way bigger chance of procuring an offer or multiple offers on a house if you get the unknown taken care of. So I don't know why that just came to my brain, but I just know I've looked at a few flipping houses lately, yes. And it's just, it would be nice to have a foundation inspection done.
Well, and I think especially, I think to, you know, to go off that, Kirk, I think that a lot of people don't know. And so they don't understand, you know, some of our houses are built on a foundation that has to be adjusted. Some of them are built on, that's just the age. I sold a house a couple years ago that was built in 1952. And the house was so adorable, well maintained, but the corner of where it was had a little bit of a slope to it. You know, the engineer said, this is, it's a 1952 house. It's not going to move at all. There's no cracks whatsoever. It's not doing anything, but there's nothing unless you want to basically rip the whole thing up and redo the foundation, which would not be worth what the house is. So it's just, but it can make a buyer very nervous because in a buyer's mind, especially somebody that maybe has moved here, is it earthquake damage? Is it falling into the ground? Is the whole house going to just collapse on itself? Because you just don't, you know, I mean, half the time, where do we learn our education is like on some home show that's been, scary, or is it going to, you know, what does that even really mean to us? And I think that a lot of the engineers here know the different areas. They understand what they're dealing with, or they've inspected that house 10, 15 years ago and are like, nope, it has not moved at all. It's exactly how it was.
No, that's a super good point.
And they have a lot of historical knowledge. So
when we get back from the break, you want to tell me if we should clean our houses before
Let's talk about that.
All right. See you all in a moment.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
I know. We've got to come up. I need a tagline.
We
need to re-record that.
We should.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about putting your home up for sale. So think about that because we need some homes on the market. I think there was only nine, and I think two of those were rentals today. So, I mean, there's other houses on the sale.
But, houses on the market?
No. But this morning, as far as releases. And I think one of those, and I think one of those is yours, and it's not a house. It's out on Badger. I think it's Badger Gas.
So it's Badger commercial. Gas.
Yeah, so it's exciting. So if anybody's looking for a gas station.
With a liquor license.
I know. In a great location. That is a great location.
And new.
Pumps, right?
Pumps.
Coming.
And the ATM thingies that go with them.
The cash machines, right?
Not the cash machines, but the ability to use credit cards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If I'm being too using too many big words for you. Let me know.
I like how you used hand signals, though. That was good. We so have to record this show so people can see what we're doing in
the studio.
We will.
It's coming.
All right. So we're talking about, we talked about getting your pre-inspection. So important. Again, if you can work on some stuff pre-sale. Just because it really can be helpful, especially if you have some items that you can already get done. And if you do not do that, please save your receipts for stuff, because I have had people that are like, oh my gosh, I have had my furnace cleaned,
so
or
true.
I have had these things done. And I'm like, what? So it just is great to be able to put those up on the MLS and show people, listen, we already have some things already done, even though we don't have the pre-inspection done. So, you know, because sometimes you have things worked on, or like I had a client that had a brand new boiler. So that was under warranty. He had he had just put in new windows. That was under warranty. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I forgot to write this stuff down. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild.
It's meaningful to buyers, and it's going to add value to your house. So that's such a good point. I'm one of those nerdy people. I keep every book, handout, warranty, receipt for everything that's probably over $50 or $100.
Yes.
So.
I had a client that did that. She was so well organized when we sold her house. She had everything. Like, everything, every warranty.
I'm telling you, buyers love that stuff.
Yep, and it was phenomenal for the sale, just because when we did everything, I mean, she said, I have the receipt for that, I have the warranty, I have this, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're like the dream client, because it was just so easy to provide everything we needed.
And she's going to get more for her house and sell it in a shorter amount of time, I promise.
Yep. We were on the market and done in days.
Wait, did she clean her house before she?
She did. Yes, she did.
Is that advisable to?
It is. So we want to talk about, you know, some things that we do when we walk through is just really talk about kind of making things organized, paring things down. We understand that you're still most of the time living in the house. But it's just really neutralizing the house so that people don't get lost. It is really hard for buyers. They can get lost in your clutter. And not, again, your clutter can be stunning, but we don't want them to get lost with the stuff on your refrigerator. We don't want them to get lost in your alcohol collection of bottles. You know, we don't want them to get lost in, I have a friend that's collecting old school, like, milk things. And I noticed that at his house the other day, and I just was like, those are the things that they get lost in. Even sometimes lots of photographs, if you have a mural photograph wall, all your kids' pictures. I had a friend a client that just had lots of different artwork on the walls, but it wasn't like, it was like a collection of things. And it was so much stuff that they had collected over the years from their travels. When I walked in, I got lost on that. I just was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. But I couldn't get past the wall of stuff.
Just think minimalistically and try. For me selling my house, I would, I get everything off the counters. I put a bunch of stuff in storage. I make a rent storage. I put it in my Connex. And I'm going to pare down and have that place looking, spot on if I'm going to sell my house.
Yes.
And if you suck at cleaning it, maybe consider bringing a cleaner in once a week just to go through the house and help you keep up on it. Because sometimes you just suck at cleaning. Sometimes you just don't have time. You might be too busy. And so just consider having somebody come in once a week. And I'm sure you know a cleaner. We can point somebody in the right direction. But having a clean, organized house when you go to Sarah's house, again, more money for at less time.
Yep. And I normally tell, like, clients, I just say, I will point out the stuff. I ask them if they're comfortable with me pointing out things. And then I'm just like, again, I love things. I love stuff. But I understand, I don't want them, again, I don't want people to, I want them to fall in love with the house, and I want to make you as much money as possible. I don't want them to be like, oh, look at this air fryer. We've always wanted one. I don't want a buyer to have a conversation about that. I want them to be, oh my gosh, I love the countertops, and we have plenty of room of these cabinets, and look at the size of the fridge. And so we want them to think about, when you think about organizing clean, if you're not sure, your realtor should be telling you, take this down, put this away, this should not be out, this needs to go. And I agree, Kirk. I think if you don't know, hire a cleaning company for your first go round. They will clean stuff.
Get the deep clean done.
Yes. And it takes out smells. I think we are incredibly nose blind to things.
For sure.
I'm super sensitive to that because I have dogs. I have hunting dogs and they are, you know, they come in and they're wet.
Did you hunt yesterday, by the way?
I did. I did go hunting. We actually saw a huge, huge wolf. Crazy, crazy. Came in and I turned around and I was like, that's the biggest dog I have ever seen. And my husband goes, yeah, that's not a dog, that's a wolf. And I went, okay. So I got our dogs and got in the truck and went, I'm very uncomfortable with the situation. But yeah, he came right in.
Holy cow.
But we did not get him.
Okay. So, and clean everything. We're talking, get the carpets done, clean your walls, above all your light fixtures, your windows, I mean, all the nooks and crannies.
Yes.
I mean, buyers, this is their biggest purchase, and they're going to be critical. And again, more money, less time if you get your house spot cleaner.
Yes. And think about the things. I know that this is going to seem weird, but think about your refrigerator, how that smells, because they're going to open all of that stuff.
If it's organized and clean, too.
Yes. And again, I will say that. And I don't know who, I wish I could tell you who the realtor was that sold this house. But we went into a house that was out on, is it Ship Creek?
Yep, Sheep Creek.
Sheep Creek out there. The seller who was selling this house, I took my clients. We put in an offer, but we lost this offer. There had to have been 17 offers. Like, we went over asking on this house, and we still lost out. And it was a huge over asking. But the person that was selling had actually put everything in individual containers and organized the fridge. Everything in the house was organized. Everything was clean. It was so well done that my client said, I could live in this house. It was that well organized.
Nice.
When they opened the fridge, my buyer said, this is the nicest fridge I've ever seen. Everything smelled. They had, not incense, but like a candle warmer going in every like couple rooms.
Yep.
So it smelled like cinnamon. I mean, it was so well played in there that my client said, we will go over asking on this house. Like, we want to live here. And we lost out on, I mean, I can't even imagine how many other offers there had to have been on this house. But it was all because of the organization, the cleaning. I mean, it was a beautiful house, but I mean, everything got them.
Yeah, the one we got under contract last night was up to 30 grand over asking price.
Yeah.
Under average priced home.
Yeah. Oh, we went 20 over asking and we still lost out.
Golly.
And but I mean, it's
but
sometimes
your house on the market, people.
Yeah, but it's sometimes the little things that really, like, even how
for
I was
sure.
telling you the house that that had the toys in the tub, everything in the house was so well organized that even the toys in the tub did not, we put in a, my clients put in a, we lost out on a, it was a bidding war. We lost out, but it was so well organized that that wasn't even a deterrent. So, I mean, like, she had them in a, like a, I don't want to say like a tub basket, but you could say, you could see that she had everything in the house. I say it was a mom. I don't know why. It could have been the dad that did it. But
yeah, don't be sexist.
Everything looked so nicely done that you could just see that, like, they had three little kids. So that had to have been her, like, quick roundup before we came in. But the house smelled wonderful. Everything was so well organized. But if you think that the buyers are not looking in your refrigerators and your freezers, they are. They want to see what that looks like to them. They want to see what, that can really be like when they think, in your head, you're thinking that's a clean. Like, oh, if they clean it, it won't smell bad. In the buyer's head, it's a that fridge is ruined. I got to replace that.
That's so true.
And even though
I hear that all the time.
Oh yeah. And even though we know, oh my gosh, no, that would just be a clean and probably the cleaning company could come in and fix that and that would not be a big deal. But in their head, they're like,
$3,000.
Right. That's $3,000. I got to buy a new fridge because they don't know what's wrong with it. Is it just smelling? Is it wrecked? So just think about that. So just think about the little things you can do to really make that stuff clean.
And I think the last thing before we go is talk about the outside, the curb appeal. So it's the first thing you see when you drive up to a house to show it, and the last thing when you drive away. And having your outside done, I think, is important. And this is everything from the front door, making sure that's clean, to having the deck shoveled off and the porches so people can walk around and have an easy time maneuvering around the rest of the property. Again, the biggest asset that they're going to purchase, they need to And like Jamie said, you get, what, an hour to go take a look at it.
Yeah.
You need to see everything.
And I can't stress enough right now. I mean, I have found some really great plowing companies or, you know, individuals that own their own trucks and plow. Plowing is so important. And if you're going to have, if a deck is a feature, shovel the deck so they want to go out there and look at it. They want to see the view, or they want to stand out there on a little section, even if they're barefoot. If we've been asked to take our shoes off, I can't tell you how many people want to open that door and go out there and see what it's supposed to look like. And even if it's 20 below, they just want to stand out there for a second and take that in. And it's so horrible when we look out there and it's like 4.5 feet of snow, and then they're just like, oh, I guess it's got a deck. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is such a great feature, and we've lost out on this fabulous feature because it, you know, if it had just been shoveled a little bit, or if we're breaking snow that's up to our knees to get to the front door, and I'm thinking, oh, if they'd only had somebody plow this, this would have just been a really nice, like, you can see the grandness of driving in, or if they have a circular drive. And I'm like, oh, that's such a great feature, you know, and it's not plowed.
So Jamie and I could go on for days on a topic. They only give us 30 minutes on the show, so sorry about that. But Jamie, if somebody wanted to hire you to come up and walk through all this stuff at their house, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, please call me at 907-378-2400 or look us up at Next Home Arctic Sun.
All right, y'all, we got to go. Have a good Saturday. Stay tuned for The Buzz. Take care.
Bye.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.